You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. The word of the Lord.
Give to us now, dear God, we ask, the glory of the light of your gospel. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. Well, the preacher's question today is, do you ever feel spiritually run down? Like the well is running low and there just isn't much left. Like you're at the end of your rope or about to run out of gas. When you find yourself getting more and more frustrated or less and less patient than usual, and it occurs to you that something may be missing, or something may be needed if you are to continue on in a way consistent with our high calling in Christ. If so, if you do feel like that sometimes, then I believe our gospel lesson today has something really important to say to us about the need Christians continually have to find spiritual balance between filling up and spilling over. So that's what this sermon is about. Now, if you know anything about the psychology of personality type, then you already understand that introverted people get energized by being alone, and extroverted people get energized by being around others. And Christians come in both flavors, both introverts and extroverts. And this is very likely at least part of the reason why a number of people, after the pandemic, resisted going back to their workplace to do their job. Because honestly, they simply preferred the peace and quiet of working at home. Some may have actually been more productive there. Now, for others, of course, the work from home and certainly the school at home experience was much more of a challenge. So much of the pandemic was challenging. Suffice it to say that time alone in a quiet place doesn't always translate into an enriching Mark chapter 6 kind of experience. Again, from our gospel that we just heard read, the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught, and he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. And so just to be clear, when I read this text, I'm thinking in more general terms about filling up and spilling over. In other words, exactly how I'm energized and motivated to live out my Christian faith may be somewhat different from what works for you. But the bottom line is that we all need to get filled up with Christ if we're going to have anything of spiritual value to share with others. For example, take varying experiences with family vacation. Now, I tell this on myself. I can't speak for the others. Don't know about you, but I always go into family vacation tired from trying to get things all lined up for while I'm away. I'm always hopeful about how refreshing it's going to be. Had it all set up real nicely this year, a week with extended family in the Bahamas. Excited about being with all of our kids for the first time in a while, having such fond memories from the last time parents' family had helped to make a trip like this possible for all of us. So with our children all scattered about now, we were from various places across the country flying and driving into Fort Lauderdale, where we would spend the night and together make the jump over to the islands the next day. Well, we get there, and again, all so excited. And then our eldest, who lives in LA, realizes that she left her passport at home in LA. Los Angeles, California. We're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So the next day, we had to, of course, leave her there by herself at the hotel until her passport could be delivered. It happens. But then the rest of us get there to this place where we're staying in the Bahamas, and it rains the first couple of days, nonstop. Eventually, the sun came out, but one of the central air units wasn't working. We couldn't use the pool because it wasn't filtering correctly. Now, I know, wah, wah, wah. I mean, talk about first world problems, right? But there I was, once again, looking forward to this trip, this experience, this time away to fill me up. And it actually did, because by midweek, Virginia had arrived, and I was really blessed with the time to engage Dean Smalley's staff summer reading assignments. But I bring it up today just to make the point that we all need time away to refresh and recharge, what we might call a Mark chapter 6 kind of experience. But it is ultimately only the good news of Jesus Christ and the fellowship of believers that can really fill us up spiritually when we get depleted. And this would be a really good time, wouldn't it, to hold up the importance of Sunday worship. Right? Preacher's not going to miss the opportunity to encourage people to come to church. Now, I guess I am preaching to the choir, in as much as today is Sunday and you're all here in church. But nevertheless, let me take this opportunity to share with you what I think we're doing on Sunday when we gather together, because I believe it's really, really important. As followers of Jesus, we're called to live out our Christian faith every day. Being a follower of Christ should pack everything we do and every relationship we have, especially those we live with, or those we work or go to school with, but also those we interact with only occasionally, like the grocery store clerk, or those who cut us off in traffic. That said, when we gather together for corporate worship, we're gathering together as a body of many individual parts that are interdependent upon one another to function properly and grow together. And when we gather together to hear the gospel and be reminded of Jesus' words to come to him, all who labor and are heavy laden, it's like plugging in a cell phone overnight after a long day of constant use. Worship, corporate and individual, charges our battery, fills up our gas tank, and equips us to be the people God intends for us to be in this broken world. And certainly this was not only Jesus' instruction to his disciples, it was also what he modeled to them personally in his own life. Because when we don't fill up, we simply can't spill over. Or put another way, you can't give away what you don't already possess. And my favorite illustration for this is that of the airplane oxygen mask. Anyone who's ever been on an airplane has heard the flight attendant say, in the event of cabin depressurization, when the oxygen mask drops in front of you, first cover your face and then assist others, which would include children. Now, because of the parental instinct, this doesn't come naturally to parents who are with their children, which is why the flight attendant has to give the instruction, because our instincts would have us immediately protect our children. Similarly, it can be that way with many Christians. Following the Christian instinct to serve, they can be quick to assist and help others, and what a beautiful and wonderful thing that is, until they run out of air. Now, the flip side to that is the tendency that other Christians have to err on the side of overfilling up. There are those who are actually really good about going away to a desolate place by themselves to rest for a while, but not so good about them pouring that blessing into others. But that's probably another sermon for another Sunday. What do you think? Do you have spiritual balance in your life right now between filling up and spilling over? Hopefully better balance than the guy I accidentally cut in front of on 280 the other day, who resorted to remedial sign language when I switched into his lane too quickly. In a previous church, I had this parishioner who had often stopped by the church office during the week. Sometimes there would be a specific reason for stopping by, like to drop something off, but oftentimes it was clear he just wanted to come by and hang out for a little bit. One time I caught him out in the hallway, and he wanted me to know why he stopped by as often as he did. So he explained by saying, "Tom, I just love this church so much. I just want to be here. And it seems like every time I set foot on this campus, I feel better, like my perspective changes." I said, "Is it kind of like a battery charge for you?" He said, "That's exactly what it's like, especially worship on Sunday." Now, again, you all are here, but one of the ongoing consequences, it seems to me, from the pandemic, ongoing consequences, a number of people who got used to not coming to church. Many of your friends, neighbors, fellow parishioners simply got out of the routine of coming to church. And some have even filled their Sunday mornings with something else, some other kind of fellowship or battery charge. And although I realize that those other things may be good and worthy of time and commitment, I also know that for the Christian, worship, gathering together to be reminded of the remarkably good news of God and Christ with other believers, is a necessary battery charge for the spiritual life. So won't you please join me in encouraging those who might still be out there to re-engage with their church family in worship. I conclude, generally speaking, would those who know you best say that you have spiritual balance in your life right now between filling up and spilling over? And do you approach Sundays as a significant weekly opportunity to get filled up and not just another have to in an already full week of commitments? Because God designed things in such a way that balance is needed if we are going to become the people he intends for us to become, revealing and sharing his grace and love in a hurting world in desperate need of healing through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.